Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, starting 8 a.m. on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 21,000 head, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,900 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the videos, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue talking with the nation's farm broadcasters on Friday afternoon up in Kansas City at the annual convention of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And the secretary talked about China, talked about the second round of MFP payments, talked about industrial hemp, and he talked about USMCA, says that he is optimistic about finally getting a vote in the U.S. House.
I'm optimistic that it will get done. It just, I think in light of everything else going on in D.C. right now, this Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, need to go home over Christmas break and say, we got this done. I do believe it'll get done this year. I'm glad to hear the Speaker continuing to speak favorably of it. Ambassador Lighthizer has done a marvelous job patiently addressing some of those issues.
And Secretary Perdue says he's really pleased that the vast majority of agriculture very solidly in favor of getting USMCA ratified.
We have 1,000 ag organizations supported it. You couldn't ask for better support from the agricultural community and the various groups that are affiliated with agriculture. They've been very supportive. All of the living former secretaries of agriculture have been supportive. So you couldn't get more support than this agreement has had in that way. And what else in the life today do you get that kind of unanimity about in that way? And so while we hope that the things going on in Washington that are not related to the real economy don't distract and get caught up into the politics of that, I'm optimistic that before these members go home for Christmas, and we'll see a deal on USMCA.
The secretary also talked about market facilitation payments, another payment announced on Friday coming by Thanksgiving or shortly thereafter. And the secretary contends that farmers are glad to have the money to make do until these trade wars are done, and their bankers are as well.
I met with the Fed this morning over at the Kansas City Fed, which is sort of the ag Fed for the country. And I met with lenders across the country. I can tell you the lenders are very happy about that. They're very pleased. While farmers are less fulfilled about money coming from the mailbox than they are the scales, the lenders don't care where the money comes from. They're glad to have the repayment of those loans out there. And I'm happy that our farmers will be able to survive. No one ever thought, it's just like a insurance, when you have crop insurance or anything else, you never feel like you're made whole. But again, it will allow people to continue to go forward.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.